text in W266DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More hostages are expected to be released at some point today, including one American, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy says negotiators continue to work to extend the truce.
Inasmuch as there is a serious offer on the table to release the remaining hostages as we are demanding, we will of course consider every serious proposal because we're committed to doing everything to bring them back.
A U.S. military aircraft crashed off southern Japan. Military consultant Jeff McCausland.
A very in-depth investigation by the Marine Corps to ascertain what exactly happened, pilot error, mechanical error, and what they're going to do about it.
There were eight on board, one person confirmed dead. Congressman George Santos told CBS's Nicole Killian he likely will be expelled.
I believe my colleagues, and a lot of them are saying that they have the votes.
So you think the writing is on the wall?
Could be, yeah.
If you're expelled, are you going to leave right away?
I have to.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Faculty and students say they're not surprised by private suggestions by the head of the Universities of Wisconsin that lower-income campuses around the state shift from liberal arts to career-specific programs. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cut fruit cup and tray products. Those products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Only smoke damage was reported at the Waukesha Antique Mall after a fire yesterday. Crews were called at around noon and were able to put out the furnace fire quickly. The business on Racine Street says on social media, the smoke smell is still a problem and that everyone is okay. There were two people treated at the scene. A reopening date hasn't yet been set. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office has released the complete video of a controversial arrest that took place at the zoo last month. The video, initially shared with the public but edited, omitted crucial moments leading up to the arrest. A county board supervisor has criticized the decision to release incomplete footage and called for legislation at the state level to govern the handling of body camera video. Gas is down about 25 cents from last year. AAA has the Waukesha average today at $2.85 a gallon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Badgers losing their top running back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Braylon Allen was recruited out of Fond du Lac in Wisconsin as a linebacker, and after three seasons with the Badgers at running back, he's now declared himself ready for the NFL draft. Allen talked about the past year in Madison.
The amount of stuff that this team has been through, this group, just finding a way to stick together and come together, you know, in the big moments when we needed to. I think that says a lot about us, the culture that we have, and the brotherhood that we share in our locker room.
NFL, the Packers are shorthanded at tight end with injuries to Josiah DeGora and Luke Musgrave, so they have signed Joel Wilson, a rookie tight end out of Central Michigan who had been with the Bills. NBA, the Bucks went at it back and forth against the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee got the win, 131-124. Giannis with 33. Damian Lillard had 32. Pat Connaughton went down hard in the first half, twisting his ankle. Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate him in the morning. That's all I was told right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 38. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 26, high of 40 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is the 29th of November, 2023. It is Wednesday. It is hump day here at the studio.
Hump day!
Welcome into hour number two of the big program, six past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to thank Pat Kreitlow of Up North News and Trigvi Olson, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. And thank all of you for the calls in hour number one. As we are covering this breaking news story, outstanding student journalism. Let's take student out of it for a minute.
It's just outstanding journalism.
Outstanding journalism, exactly. By the Daily Cardinal and reporter Liam Barron, or Barron, I'm not sure how he pronounces it. And by the way, he is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour on Friday. We have confirmed that with her. Awesome. So the author of this at the Daily Cardinal, Liam Barron, will be with us on Friday to discuss this in more detail. But the headline in this exclusive by the Daily Cardinal, facing budget shortfalls, UW System President Jay Rothman privately suggested in an email that chancellors, quote, shift away from liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. Targeted the poorest communities in our state to take away higher education. Want to finish up more of your calls? Thanks for holding through the break. Go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Breaking and biggest news story in the day, I'll call it, in the state of Wisconsin. We go to Milwaukee and Karina in Milwaukee. Thanks for holding through the break. Karina, what say you?
Hi, Todd. It's sad. It's a sad time and it's a news. But I want to give you some information I have about the whole situation.
Sure.
It's been about 10 years or so as of a crush of for-profit colleges, as you know it. And I was a chair of one of those colleges for healthcare administration, coding, and billing. And this is what's happening. Because more and more employees, especially after COVID, looking for skills oriented and experienced project managing and project knowing and detailing for a job employment versus actually your degree, that the condition for the institution to receive funds from everywhere where they usually receive to run institution besides the student aid what's coming to, they have to show that specific level of employment.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's practically impossible to get employed with the art, unfortunately, degree, and which I want to have from Alverna, because nobody takes it seriously.
Yeah.
So they basically trying to fit in, as sad as it sounds, as horrible as it sounds, they trying to fit in and do not lose funds for that school. Otherwise, the school will be closed. Right. Because this is what happened to my college, actually.
I appreciate the call, Karina. Thanks so much, Karina from Milwaukee. Undoubtedly, there is an attack on higher education, particularly those from liberal arts universities right now, particularly by my former party, the Republicans. And it's no secret that they believe that the less educated the electorate is, it's easier for them to try to, and I'll use the word in reverse, Scott Walker, indoctrinate people into this Christian white nationalism that they want to replace everything with. If you're not aware of the world, if you're not aware of history, as our friend Matt Flynn says, you can be co-opted into things like the MAGA cult. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry joins us via phone. Jeff, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for bringing this to everyone's attention, by the way.
Well, thanks for the great reporting by Liam Brennan, right, in the Daily Cardinal. This is a huge get for them.
Yeah, and you're giving it a big megaphone, though, and I can't thank you enough for that. I understand that that Governor Evers has sent a strongly worded email to Rothman from Warren Spahn. So that should light a fire under him, I think.
That's really funny. That's really well done.
If he could get Rothman, kicked out, he could always pardon him later. So that's a thought he could have too. But
Tony Evers kind of is the Susan Collins of governors, right? I'm very concerned.
But in all seriousness, I think the time for action on this by the governor was probably really about 14 or 15 months ago. But
yeah,
there is an old saying that, better late than never. And it's time for him to jump into the fray and really get going on this. But seriously, kudos to you, Todd, for following this story for a year. And I don't think it's been adequately covered in the statewide media at large. But I don't know if it would have been covered as much as it had if it hadn't been for you. And
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But in your opinion, you know media better than anybody else I know. Why have other media venues been so reticent to cover this attack on the UW system?
I don't think that a lot of times they investigate stories anymore. I think they just took the declining enrollment line at face value and didn't follow through on any of it. Whereas you did, and you uncovered a whole trail of things that led to that. So that's what I think that media in general is populated now by people who are of a different skill set than you're in my generation, Todd, and they're not asking the deep questions and they're not investigating things the way they should.
That's what gives me so much hope. This great reporter, Liam Brennan at the Daily Cardinal, did it. He's in class right now at UW-Madison. He broke the biggest news story in Wisconsin today.
I love that. That's fantastic.
I think it's great too. And for the record, I'm a Tony Evers supporter. I voted for him. I'm fine with him. But, I mean, he's got to be more than Susan Collins. He's got to speak out. He's the education governor. He has got to call for Jay Rothman's resignation and do it today.
And as Trigvi Olsen said, he should be shouting this from the top of the tallest building, because this is only going to gain him points.
Yeah,
this is only going to help him.
He has, like, the high last Marquette Law School poll, like 56, 58% approval. Use some of those chits, Tony. Come on, Governor Evers.
Yes, absolutely.
Jeff, always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Am I mistaken in remembering something about Scott Walker, that great scholar of governor of ours, too? Did he not want to change the entire mission statement of the university?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was messing around with that at some point, yeah.
That's what I thought.
And of course, he attacks the UW system as saying that it's indoctrinating our youth, and he sent his own kid there.
You're right. Well, there is that little bit of hypocrisy there. But no, I was just wanted to know for sure. But I was fairly certain of that. Yeah. Isn't that kind of strange, too?
Oh, it's completely strange.
I mean, what is that all about? Yeah. And can you imagine what they would have came up with? You know they did, and I'd like to see what some of it was.
And again, this is, it's a long-term attack on both K-12 public education and our public universities.
Well, it's like you guys have been saying. You have to dumb down the electorate so that they can stay in office.
Right. And it's particularly egregious, Dick, that President Rothman called out low-income campuses.
Yeah, that's special.
In a sad sort of way. Dick, always appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. Talking about this great reporting by the Daily Cardinal's Liam Brin, that president of the UW system is now calling for a shift away from liberal arts programs, particularly those that serve low-income students. Let's go to the phone lines. Jay in London. Jay is standing by. Jay, what say you?
You deserve to be angry, my brother.
Well, thank you. I am. Because it's an attack on, particularly on people like me, people like I went to school with. It is an attack on non-traditional students, particularly women who are single moms who are going back to school to get educated so they can help their families. It's an attack on rural Wisconsin. And it's... I haven't seen anything this egregious as an attack on Wisconsinites in a long time.
I've been watching your show for a while. I've been hearing you talk about this topic for a while. And yesterday was even worse. They were talking about, sexualizing kids, library stuff, and on and on and on. Government coming to snoop in kids. Why are they obsessed with this stuff?
Well, again, I think it's an attack, whether it's on public school libraries, and Mr. Zomers pointed out that this doesn't seem, keyword seem, to apply to charters and private schools, but this is an attack on whether it's this goofy thing, this bill that will never go anywhere, say that, you know, schools have to tell parents of 15-year-olds or younger what their kids are looking at in libraries. It's just an attack on education, saying we don't trust teachers, we don't trust educators, we don't trust school boards, we don't trust library boards in our communities. It's a complete lack of trust and an egregious attack on knowledge and education.
Exactly. I don't know what is it all about. These people, they better work for something and change something in people's lives rather than doing this sort of thing. Yeah. Why are they electing this type of people? I don't understand.
Well, that's why we're here, to try to expose this. And in this case, we're not doing any of the work. We're just giving, as my friend Jeff Perry said, we're trying to give a megaphone to this great work of the Daily Cardinal, and in particular, Liam Brin, the great reporter at the Daily Cardinal. We're trying to give a megaphone. So I still believe, Jay, if, as Abraham Lincoln said, given the truth, people will make the right choice 9 times out of 10. I added the 9 times out of 10.
Exactly. I think what you are doing is okay. Somebody need to put pressure on my man, Tony Evers. I call him boring in a nice way. But apparently, he's going to be Biden. Everything is cautious, cautious, cautious. They never fight. What is this?
Well, and I think that's the point, is that we are encouraging Governor Tony Evers to speak out on this and so, too, call for the resignation of Jay Rothman. Jay, always a pleasure. Thank you so very much. Appreciate you over there across the pond. Don't go anywhere. More on the other side, the Todd LaBelle Show on Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
So we won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Nicely done, Mr. Zomer, is finding that cut from the great orange one, former President Trump, who is the leading nominee for the Republicans for president in 2024. He loves the poorly educated. Thanks to Jack and Merrimack listening on WAUK for texting in, reminding us of that quote from February 2016. Jack says, quote, that's because they haven't been given critical thinking skills. So they're much more susceptible to misdirection, misinformation, and just plain lies. I've been talking about this for over a year now. When UW-Richland was the first campus to announce to be closed. And I called it a canary in the coal mine. And there were people on the left and the right who told me to calm down. This is a one-off. I said, look, my grandmother was the first woman to be a dean of a UW institution. She helped along with several others. She was the instigator that built UW-Richland, that started it primarily so that quality education could reach the poorest areas of our state. She sacrificed blood, sweat, and tears for UW-Richland. And within the last year, we've seen the same thing happen to UW-Washington over by Milwaukee. And now the Fox Valley campus, which is an offshoot of UW-Oshkosh. And I am telling you, there is more to come. And now we have, through the great reporting of Liam Bren, who is going to join us on Friday's show. You're not going to want to miss it in hour number two of the Daily Cardinal in his story that he exclusively broke today. You can read it online at dailycardinal.com. The headline, facing budget shortfalls, UW system president privately suggested chancellors, quote, shift away, unquote, from liberal arts programs at low income campuses. That is what is so egregiously terrible about this. It's one thing for him to send his minions, like Vice President of the System Jeff Barrant, a former Democratic staffer at the Capitol, worked with him several times in bipartisan legislation. And Barrant and other minions of the UW system came out and looked people, good people, salt of the earth people at Richland County, both Republicans and Democrats who had come to town hall meetings to save their campus and said, no, we don't want to do this. We don't want to do this. It was a lie. Barrant lied to people. Jay Rothman lied. Because now through the great reporting of the Daily Cardinal, we have the email that says, quote, consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career specific, particularly if the institutions serve a large number of low income students, unquote. He went on to say, Rothman did, quote, make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time. And then move on, unquote. Education is under attack in the state of Wisconsin. And now we know that Jay Rothman is one of the key planners of the attack. He has to go. He has to resign. Or Governor Tony Evers needs to call a press conference today and tell his regents, a majority of the Wisconsin border regents he appointed, to vote and fire Jay Rothman. And by the way, get a couple of more moving trucks up there at the 17th floor of Van Nuys and take the whole kit and caboodle staff with him. Because this wasn't one guy's idea. This was the so-called brain trust on top of Van Nuys. And if we want to ensure the Wisconsin idea survives, we have to have change. We're going to continue to follow the story. We will have the great reporter, Liam Brenn of the Daily Cardinal, on this show in hour number two on Friday. You are not going to want to miss it. Changing to national headlines, and this is there's so many things I want to say. From one idiot to another. I was going to say from one Jack Blank to another. from Jay Rothman to George Santos, the embattled congressman from New York, Republican, who has been found by a bipartisan committee of Congress to essentially be incompetent to hold office. He is being... I know, shocking. George Santos being accused now of this bipartisan committee investigation, having taken money from his supporters and buying expensive clothing, personal clothing for himself, going on trips. Some of the lowest, most egregious things you could think of a congressperson could do. Last night, the first vote to clear the way for yet another expulsion vote on Santos passed almost unanimously. I think one person dissented, one person didn't vote or voted present. And they're saying now that Republicans have decided they're going to sacrifice this guy. They just can't have him. And there may be the actual vote to expel him from Congress sometime this weekend. A little history. Only 5 times has the U.S. House expelled a member from office. The first 3 were expelled in 1861 for disloyalty to the Union fighting for the Confederacy. It was nearly 120 years later when Michael J. Myers was convicted of bribery on October 2nd of 1980. And most recently, on July 24th, 2002, James A. Trafficant, remember him? He had the kind of the big hair, James A. Trafficant, was convicted of conspiracy to commit bribery, defraud the U.S., receipt of illegal gratuities, obstruction of justice, filing false tax returns, and racketeering. Meanwhile, on the other end of the building, the United States Senate, only 15 members have ever been expelled. The first, in 1797, a case of treason for assisting Great Britain in invading Spanish Florida. The other 14 were for supporting the Confederacy. So it has not happened often. These expulsions. It just has not happened real often. But this is a case where I think you got to take care of it. So we shall see whether George Santos survives or does not survive. We'll keep following that story. Coming up a little bit later here, we'll lighten things up a little bit in the last half hour here. Don't forget we have our friend Matt Flynn coming up at 2 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And when we come back, also take another call here on the line. Don't want to cut people off, but coming up, we have Jesse from Middleton who will be talking to us on, they have called in on this issue of the UW system president, which we've been following, this breaking news, top news story in the state of Wisconsin, according to the Daily Cardinal. So we'll take more callers on that and other topics as well. Not going to want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tunnel Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin may be one step closer to getting mental health care from out-of-state professionals. A bill in the legislature would expand COVID-era emergency rules that let doctors and therapists in places like Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan treat people in Wisconsin remotely. Supporters of the idea say it would help more people. The bill got a hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Pope Francis is punishing a former Wisconsin bishop who's become one of his highest-ranking critics. Sources say Francis is revoking Cardinal Raymond Burke's right to a paid Vatican apartment and salary. Francis told Vatican leaders last week that Burke was a source of disunity in the church. Burke was born in Richland Center and once served as the bishop of the La Crosse Catholic Diocese. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The legal battle between the Waukesha School District and the Rainbow Land teacher is continuing. Melissa Temple was terminated from her position as a first grade teacher after tweeting about the school's decision to not allow students to perform the song Rainbow Land. Temple filed a federal lawsuit, and the district responded with a motion to dismiss the case. Temple's legal team has now countered with First Amendment retaliation claims against the district. Play on a Milwaukee pitch won't happen until 2026. Milwaukee Pro Soccer has announced that they will begin playing in the United Soccer League a year later than originally planned. The franchise is currently working to develop a team name, crest, and branding. Milwaukee Pro Soccer says they aim to deliver an exceptional fan experience and ensure that their facility are top-notch for their kickoff season in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Badgers losing their top running back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Braylon Allen was recruited out of Fond du Lac in Wisconsin as a linebacker, and after three seasons with the Badgers at running back, he's now declared himself ready for the NFL draft. Allen talked about the past year in Madison.
The amount of stuff that this team has been through, this group, just finding a way to stick together and come together, you know, in the big moments when we needed to. I think that says a lot about us, the culture that we have, and the brotherhood that we share in our locker room.
NFL, the Packers are shorthanded at tight end with injuries to Josiah DeGora and Luke Musgrave, so they have signed Joel Wilson, a rookie tight end out of Central Michigan who had been with the Bills. NBA, the Bucks went at it back and forth against the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee got the win, 131-124. Giannis with 33, Damian Lillard had 32. Pat Connaughton went down hard in the first half, twisting his ankle. Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate him in the morning. That's all I was told right now.
And with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 38. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 26, high of 40 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Not sure it's the kind of fun pursuing truth today that we like to have, but it is fun exposing schmucks, which Jay Rothman is one of the biggest ones. I've never met the guy. I can't say I ever met. But here's a dude, Jay Rothman, who runs one of the most powerful, or ran one of the most powerful law firms in a country, maybe in the world, Foley and Lardner, based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They hired him, although he never had any experience in higher education, period. The Board of Regents hired him to run the UW system. I don't think about that for a second. If you were building a house, would you go down to your local baker and say, man, you made our wedding cake. It was a great wedding cake. We'd like you to build our house. No, you wouldn't do that. So this guy, Jay Rothman, who's never had any education experience, was put in charge of the UW system. That should have raised red flags first and foremost.
And it did.
And it did.
People didn't listen.
Exactly. And now, last year, he closed UW-Richland. And I said this is a cardinal or a canary in the coal mine. And few people listened. And then he shut down Richland, Washington County, Fox Valley. And there's more to come. And now, from the outstanding reporting from the Daily Cardinal, reporter Liam Barron, reporting that he obtained an email, which he published, and the email says, from Rothman, telling four-year chancellors to, quote, shift away, unquote, from liberal arts programs, particularly if that institution serves low-income students. It's repugnant. It's appalling. Jay Rothman needs to resign. Governor Tony Evers needs to call for his resignation letter, and if he doesn't give it within the next 48 hours, Tony Evers should instruct his Board of Regents, the majority of whom he has now nominated, to fire Jay Rothman. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jesse in Madison, we appreciate you holding through the break. Jesse, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you for reporting this. Gosh, this is so egregious in so many different ways, right? So as a rational actor, you're trying to parse apart which of this is like the worst aspect of it.
Right.
It's horrible that Jay Rothman, we should keep saying Jay Rothman's name. It's really important that we keep Jay Rothman in the spotlight because sunlight's the best disinfectant for Jay Rothman and people like him and people who do things like that. Gosh, even if he didn't have any acumen or experience running universities, you would think that working at a place like Foley and Lardner, you would at least know, even if my values disagree with yours grossly, you put something in writing that assails and puts forth a policy that is overtly targeting low-income people. I got to think that either you just are so horrible at messaging or so horrible at what you like, or you just don't know that it's an evil thing to do. Each of those things should make you need to resign your post. And this is what I would say to the chancellors that this email went out to. Note what he said about make the biggest cut quickly, as if, and then move on. Like, there's not going to be other cuts we're going to ask you to make. Obviously, that's a load of horse hockey, right? Yep. Manipulative, and it seeks to make deep, immediate cuts. And this is the thing, when dealing with people like this, they're not dealing in good faith. They're not going to stop there. Obviously, and I hate to usually speculate on the motive of others, but lack of other information, we're left to do that. I got to imagine that his motives aren't great here. Neither are his backers in the legislature. So I would say to the chancellors, take all of that with 5 grains of salt and don't expect that this would be the last time, because you can't negotiate with people who are not negotiating in good faith.
Jesse, great call. Absolutely great call. And you bring up a point I haven't touched on, and I'm so glad you did. The legislators in the state capitol, in particular, Howard Markline, Republican co-chair, Senate co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he should call for Rothman's resignation. The head of the head of the chair of the education committee in the assembly and the Senate should call for the firing and resignation of Jay Rothman, along with Governor Evers. It's a great point. Let's go to the phone lines again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Joe, thanks for holding on. What say you?
I just wanted to provide a little example of somebody who got a BA, liberal arts degree. This person got it from UW-Madison. His name is John Morgridge. He is a man who started out small, had jobs washing equipment, dragging stones, washing walls in the Pabst Brewery, and went on to Madison to get a Bachelor of Arts degree, a liberal arts education. Mm. He then went on to get a business degree, and Mr. Morgridge got himself head of a CEO of Cisco Systems, which when he started out had 34 employees. When he left at retirement, had 50,000 employees. Mr. Morgridge and his wife have given millions to UW because they believe in education in Wisconsin and wanted to show that they are behind it. They gave $50 million, I had heard, for Wisconsin Institutes for Discovery. Mm-hmm. But in doing a little bit more research on this guy, back in 2010, he and his wife gave $175 million to start a fund for Wisconsin Scholar Endowment, okay? Wow. And they are specifically designed grants for low-income students because he understands what education means for low-income students, and he understands what a liberal arts degree means. I mean, other people have stories like this, but there's one of somebody who has contributed his money and his interest and his philanthropy to the UW because of the UW's previous commitment to low-income students and to education and throughout the state, not just Madison, Milwaukee, but throughout the state. That scholar endowment grant says low-income students across the university. So I wanted to provide that example to just say liberal arts, an incredible grounding for an incredible career. And those people who aren't aware of it, especially somebody who works as a lawyer at a high-priced place like Foley and Lardner, man, asleep at the wheel, somebody else needs to take charge. Thanks a lot.
Joe, fantastic call. Appreciate it so much. See, this is why, everyone, I came in today and I'm dealing with a little bit of stuffiness and congestion. I wasn't feeling the best. And then I see this report from the Daily Cardinal exposing Jay Rothman for what he is. And I really felt crappy. But then we got on the air and we took callers like Joe and those before her that bring facts to the table, that bring examples to the table. I appreciate that call so much, Joe. And this is what makes the show.
Absolutely.
These thoughtful discussions across the state of Wisconsin, where everybody says, well, hey, did we think of this? Hey, did you think of this is what excites me every day. And I'm so thankful for everybody, Joe and everybody else who's calling in and giving these examples. She's absolutely right that the University of Wisconsin system, one of its key missions, of course, the Wisconsin idea that the borders of our university are the borders of the state. And that includes particularly low income and poor folks, because a large part of the Wisconsin idea is that our universities in Wisconsin aren't just a bunch of ivory tower, universities stereotypes where, professors in natty jackets are smoking pipes and discussing philosophy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, mind you, but that our universities can educate people, the poorest of the poor, to give them hope. That we are our extension, our university extension could go in and help our ag community. That our two-year colleges can give economic support and education support across the state of Wisconsin. And now we have the president of the University of Wisconsin system, Jay Rothman, in an email reported by the Daily Cardinal today, saying that he wants to particularly target low-income students and institutions that serve them, and shift away from liberal arts programs. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Carol in Madison. Carol, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi. This is just egregious. We went from having a cheerleader for the university system in Tommy Thompson, which Jay Rothman must have had his eyes closed and his head stuck in the ground if he didn't see that. And to now basically a lapdog for the Republican Party, I thought he would be able to talk with and advocate for the university as a probable Republican, given that he was head of a large law firm. Mm-hmm. And I gave him some props for that. Frankly, I think they should have chosen the other guy, but they didn't. At this point, he has proven that he is nothing but a lapdog who's going to roll over and dismantle the university system. And this is, as a proud UW Eau Claire graduate, I am appalled. Yeah. And I'm just almost speechless because this is horrible. And I want to also advocate to the university system board of regents, because if they aren't appalled by this, they don't belong on the board of regents.
Agreed. And that's why I hope and am wishing and hoping that our education governor, who I support, who I voted for, Tony Evers, comes out today and calls for the resignation along with Republican leaders of the assembly. Carol, thanks for the call. Great call. Thank you so very much. Let's go up to Merrimack. Jack in Merrimack, thanks for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Well, if the Republicans and this guy really want to improve the lot of low-income students, there's a fairly simple way to do it. And that is go back and approve the construction of the new engineering building, and then make out of the $3.5 billion we have in the surplus, then make scholarships available for a large number of low income students to go into that engineering program. Mm-hmm. And they will definitely improve their lot in life with an engineering degree. If you start out as a low-income family, there's no question on that.
I can tell you, proof positive, my youngest godson, who grew up in Monroe, I would say comes from a middle-class family, not low-income, but middle-class. He got an engineering degree at UW-Madison. He's now working for Department of Defense and Navy, working on aircraft carriers alongside military people, and he's doing great because of a degree and an engineering degree at UW-Madison.
The programs at the UW are they're among the best, in the country, among the best in the world.
Agreed, Jack. Thanks so much. Always appreciate you calling in and listening. Jack and Merrimack, let's go quickly to Kurt in Madison. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you?
Sorry for being the cynic, but since the 80s, the Republicans knew they had to dismantle things from the bottom up to get control of things. This was all well-planned and choreographed long before he even stepped up to put his hat in the position. Anybody that thinks that he was randomly touched on in what he was doing is a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Look at our post office system. Is this the same thing? This is a very precise, choreographed execution of dismantling our educational system. And he isn't working in a vacuum. There's a lot of people who are complicit that knew what was going to go down. So, right. Let's not just go after him. Let's put the limelight on all the regents, because you don't get to sit on your throne and say, put your hands up in the air and say, well, I had no idea that he was going to do this. No. That's why you're a regent. That's why you're on the board. And if you do put your hands up, then you're fired, because you don't belong to be there.
Kurt, great call. Really appreciate it. Kurt Madison, I think, has a great point. We'll talk about it on the other side. Also, Tom, we see you on the lines. As Matt Flynn says, don't go anywhere. Back with your calls and more. The breaking news from the Daily Cardinal on Jay Rothman. More after this on the Todd Allball Show.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds, and any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will step into the airwaves, step up to the mic, take you to the front lines of history, history being made every minute of every day, as Matt likes to remind us. He will take you there at the top of the hour or just after the national news and the weather headlines. Matt Flynn Direct coming up next. You don't want to miss it. I did not intend to spend the majority of our show today on this, but I'm so glad that people are as riled up about this as I am and taking the time to call in. This great reporting by Liam Barron of the Daily Cardinal, one of the student newspapers here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, exposing, and has gotten a hold of, an email written by the president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, in which he encouraged chancellors of the two-year campuses to, quote, consider shifting away from liberal arts programs to programs that are more career-specific, particularly if the institution serves a large number of low-income students. Make the painful cuts and adjustments at one time, and then move on, unquote. An attack on the very foundation of the Wisconsin idea that if you're in a low-income area of the state, Jay Rothman says, we're not going to serve you. Because, you know, those low-income people, they're not going to pay tuition. We're not going to educate them. Jay Rothman needs to resign today and take his minions on the 17th floor of Van Nuys with him. And if he doesn't, Governor Tony Evers should immediately call for his resignation and call for his now majority-appointed Board of Regents to fire Rothman. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom and Madison, listening on WMDX, we appreciate you holding through the break. Tom, what say you?
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to continue and his attack on UW, holding millions of dollars hostage, and unless they conform to his idea of what education should be. And also, he was the guy a couple years back, if you remember, that wanted to literally get rid of the Wisconsin idea and replace it with some sort of training statement. And basically what they're doing is they're just trying to make one of the best research universities in the world into a training college. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even be a college. It would be a training school. And especially focusing on low-income people. And, I mean, it's very much class warfare.
Tom, I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to make sure you were a little garbled, your signal at the beginning. I want to make sure we understood who you were talking about. Who was it, Voss or Walker, or who were you trying to point out?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely Robin Voss. It was a couple of years back, he wanted to rescind the Wisconsin idea and replace it with basically a training statement, training the workforce of Wisconsin. And it just continues on, more class warfare.
Great call, Tom. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Great call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Fox Valley. Cindy, listening in Appleton. Cindy, always appreciate the call. What say you?
Well, this is very maddening, but, you know, it just goes along with everything they're doing to the University of Oshkosh and eliminating all the two-year schools. It, like you say, it's a class warfare. They only want the people who are rich that can afford the big tuitions at the four-year schools. to go. Otherwise, the rest of us would be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't understand it. I mean, the whole nation benefits from an educated public.
Yeah, Cindy, I couldn't agree more. And again, you're in the Fox Valley up there in Appleton, where this is hitting, as well as down in Washington County, as well as down in Southwest at Richland County. I mean, also lost here is the economic impact to just give up on these two-year schools. It brings in, I think, Richland County $7-8 million a year is the economic impact being lost.
I know, but economics don't matter to Republicans.
that's the irony, right? Back when I was a Republican, that's all they barely all they talked about. Well, you have to run the government like you run your kitchen table, or you know, all this kind of stuff. And now that all that's it's yeah. simply ideology. It is MAGA ideology and education, be it K-12 or higher ed public education, be damned. And it's an assault. Yep. And what's so egregious, Cindy, in this email obtained by the Daily Cardinal from Jay Rothman, president of the UW system, is that he singles out low-income students, that's where he wants to cut.
Yep. Well, that's been obvious. He didn't even have to say that. It's just been obvious.
Yeah. And I appreciate the call, Cindy. Really appreciate it. Cindy up at Appleton, thanks so much. A couple minutes left. If you want to join in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to get this out there because it ties in that, and look, my life was changed due to international students being at UW-Richland and Platteville and changing my life. I'm all for it. But there has been a marked increase in recruitment of international students across the sea to bring in, and we are hearing more and more stories of Wisconsin kids who got the grades to be admitted to UW-Madison or other four-year colleges and get rejected. And you want to know what that is? The dirty secret is because institutions, because of the lack of funding from Republicans, primarily in the legislature, are looking at their bottom line and saying, we could get a lot more money by getting international foreign kids in here and paying out-of-country tuition than we can if your kid lives in Richland Center or Sheboygan or Two Rivers or Amory or Wausau or Green Bay. That's one of the dirty secrets. And now we hear, courtesy of the Daily Cardinal, this great reporting. Now we know that the president of the UW system himself put it in writing to target institutions that serve, quote, large numbers of low-income students, unquote. He needs to resign. And if he doesn't, the governor of the state, Tony Evers, needs to call for his firing and direct his Board of Regents to do so. Off the text line from WMDX says, gosh, if I were Foley and Lardner, I would wonder if Rothman should still be a partner there. Well, I think he had to get rid of his partnership in order to be president of the UW system. Great calls today. I cannot tell you how much you've uplifted my spirits, because when I see Wisconsinites engaged, that's what gives me hope. And when I see great reporting, young reporting like Leon Barron of the Daily Cardinal, that gives me hope. We have confirmed it during the show. Liam Barron, the reporter that broke this big story at the Daily Cardinal, will be our guest at 1:30 on Friday. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, don't miss Matt Flynn Direct. He is up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging on your drum. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. CBN.